Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. All right, so in order to do this, so here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
I need you to look at the little black dot in the middle of the screen and kind of unfocus your eyes and just kind of relax. And while you're doing that, I'm going to describe what's there. So on the screen that Amy is looking at, it's kind of blurry pastels. And just keep looking and try to not have your eyes move. You just want to look right at that middle dot. And let me know if you notice anything happening.
They disappear. All of the spots. Because like now I just, my eyes got tired.
And then you blink, right?
But they were almost completely gone.
Okay, you're going to do it again?
I'm going to try.
So what you're experiencing is something called the Troxler effect. If your eyes aren't moving back and forth, the colors fade away and it looks like you're staring at a blank sheet.
Yellow goes away first. Blue goes away last. That's weird.
And then it's just blank, right?
Yes. When I don't hold still well enough. And I'm my distance and bifocals and old people.
The first time I did it, I couldn't believe it. My mouth just fell wide open.
But then the second time I tried it, I could do it faster. It's almost like you have a skill now. You've got a little magic like those old... What are those old, those
like
art,
the
pixelated
pictures?
Art?
Oh, yes.
It's a similar kind of thing where you see the picture if you relax your eyes.
I could never get those to work.
Me either.
Because I can't get my eyes to relax. And Chaz's problem is that his eyes keep bouncing around. So let's explain the optical illusion called the Troxler effect. It's named after a Swiss physician, Ignaz Paul Vital Troxler.
Well, that's a good name.
Right? So in 1804, Troxler discovered that certain colors, pastels in particular, have a sneaky habit of disappearing when he looked at them for a long period of time. I can just imagine the first time this happened, he thought he was probably going blind.
Yeah, you shake your head and...
And then it's there, but then it's gone. So what's happening is that if we stare at something for long enough, your brain is like, okay, we can't just keep, you know, it's just too much material. I can't keep looking at this. And it kind of fades it out. But if you shift your view for even a second,
it's back.
Here's something freaky is if our eyes didn't naturally bounce around all the time, this would happen whenever we look at anything.
You'd be standing waiting for the light to turn green forever.
Yeah, because it would just kind of fade out. But our eyes do naturally bounce and jiggle around because we're kind of taking in all our surroundings. But when you're focused on that picture, I find that if I do it too many times, you know, my eyes start to water and I have to blink weird because I have to think about it. It's like when you try to think about breathing.
Yes.
And you start getting kind of dizzy.
You're messing with autonomic processes.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. I have on the website, or you can just put in Troxler effect and you will find tons of these pictures. You should absolutely go look it up and give it a shot.
Now I'm going to try to make other stuff in my world. Like I'm going to find a focal point and see what I can make disappear.
Just
what
remember,
are you doing, Amy?
Yeah, there you go. It helps if it's pastel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's excellent.
Well, I think.
Love those brain things. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.